Manchester had this huge impact, then Sheffield had this huge impact on me. So those cities are extremely important. In if I hadn't have moved from Ireland and ended up going to those cities, then yes, all these accidents we're talking about that have caused me to have a career would never have happened.
Roisin verhuilt aan het einde van haar tienerjaren Manchester voor Sheffield. Het grote verschil? In Manchester luistert iedereen naar muziek, maar in Sheffield maakt iedereen muziek.
Although all the people that I hung out with in Manchester were in love with music, and music was a great bonding element among us. You know, like, that's a universal story in youth cultures and so on. When I moved to Sheffield and I was in love with music, the difference was that the people I hung out with in Sheffield actually were making music too, you know. So if you're really into music in Sheffield, you invariably bump into people who make it, because every second person seems to be making music there, you know. I don't know why that is, but it's true.
Roisin's allereerste optreden is met haar vriendin. Ze beginnen een punkband, maar die gaat vrij roemloos eronder, aangezien ze elkaar al bij hun eerste optreden in de haren vliegen. Het is dus ook meteen hun laatste optreden.
They were called And Turquoise Car Crash The. And they were just sort of, it was just a band of me and my friends that lived in suburbia, and we were really bored. And we were in this band and we only did one gig ever.
Wow.
And but all we did was scream and fight with each other on stage. So it could only really work once, you know.
Gelukkig voor Roisin is dat niet meteen het einde van haar muzikale carrière. Op een clubavond loopt ze de 13 jaar oudere producer Mark Bryden tegen het lijf. Of beter gezegd, hij loopt tegen haar goed gevormde lijf in een strakke trui aan. En die strakke trui betekent het begin van een succesvolle band.
We actually bumped into each other at a party. And Roisin was dancing around with some friends of hers singing a line, which is the album title, Do You Like My Tight Sweater?
And it was the phrase of the evening, you know. I was just going, Do You Like My Tight Sweater? And just kept saying it over and over again over this track, and ended up actually that night going down and making the track in the middle of the night in the studio. And I, you know, Mark thought it sounded good. I thought I was trying to talk him into making it into a track, and we went down and made it into a track. And that was the night we met.
Do You Like My Tight Sweater wordt ook de titel van Molleco's debuutalbum, de band die Roisin en Mark oprichten. De twee hebben vanaf album 1 succes. Ze zullen uiteindelijk 4 albums maken, waarvan 3 als setje, als geliefde. Bij het laatste album zijn ze al uit elkaar. En dat is ook goed te horen aan de door Roisin geschreven teksten.
It did affect it, of course it did, you know. Your life said it didn't, but in a good way, you know. I think we were more likely to let each other do their own thing. Because we obviously weren't in each other's pockets as much anymore. We had a break between finishing the promotion of the last album and starting this one. So that was good too. And we came back really wanting to make the record. And I don't think we would have perhaps had the impetus to make this record had we not broken up. We certainly wouldn't have made this record. We'd have made some other kind of record. But that's life, isn't it? Closest to my expression of how I feel, it's probably Cannot Contain This. The lyrics are just me. They're just so me. It's ridiculous. Because I think that's something that everybody feels as well, really, that I've just sort of put my finger on. That feeling of getting things wrong, but yet it's part of getting it right, and just sort of going with things that, not being able to contain certain emotions and feelings and opinions.